Thank you so much, Madam Chair. I will be also pleased to speak on behalf of the Women Federation for World Peace International. Women in the world are in different situations, contexts, and states, whether developing or developed state. And here I want to put out that there are a lot of women who are in states like who went through conflicts. I will give a big example of many women who are displaced in refugee camps. Half of the refugees are 50% of refugees are women and girls that are really not involved in the development currently. So women participation in development should consider the involvement of all women, whether in which society or whether in developed countries. Let's say gender-based violences that happen mostly happens to women that go through conflicts. They face rape, they face less access to education. They also don't have a place to be involved in decision-making processes. So my argument here is, how is this gonna be improved if 50% of women in this context are not involved in the development status? So there's also cultural bias of women involvement in development. As we all know, many countries do not believe women can be in the development decision making. So women should also have a place to really have to know their rights, to know their involvement, and to know that yes, they can do, and they can have a place to participate and have a chair in all tables. I would like to also encourage that many organizations and NGOs and states have put some effort to involve all women in development, but have left out women in this context, like in refugee and in post-conflict situations. As I grew up in a host country and know how it feels like, and from back my home country in Somalia, many girls are left out and women are left out to participate in this development projects. So I will also encourage women to have a safe security environment where they can feel free and be respected and supported or motivated to participate in all sectors. To also know that, yeah, they can be well educated, they can participate in the women in technology in very well positioned. And I would like to conclude with a quote by Ruth Bader that says, women belong in all places where decisions are being made. It shouldn't be that women are the exception. Thank you so much.